Welcome to the Jess Coyoter and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. With the team of Jessica and Sarah with Kelowna Realty, you're not just getting a realtor, you're getting friends for life. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Steve Roth about this year's Jingle Bell Fun Run to be held on Saturday, November 29th. Thank you for talking with me today. It is that time of year where we bring you in to talk about the Jingle Bell Fun Run that many people participate in. I am not one of those people, but I will let you take it away with the event and that day schedule.
Well, this is year like 27 or 28, I think, we've been doing it, and it's a special occasion for my wife and I. We enjoy doing it, and we give all the money back to different areas of the town, you know, like Pawsmore, and we're building a indoor shot put ring, and we're going to give money to that for that kind of thing. And then we sponsor the tour homes, and then Main Street, we give money in Main Street. Big thing the money's going to go for is the Wolf Floral, very special to us. I appreciate them very much for what they're doing. They made up Christmas baskets that we can put in the islands around the square. And then they'll be at the fire station, too. We'll also have them as you enter Washington. So I think there's 38 of them. So I thank her very much over there, Wolf Floor. I appreciate giving us a break. And that's the big fundraiser this year. That's what the money's mostly going to go to this year for that. To make Washington happier place at Christmas time. And that's what she said, to make it pretty, which they're very pretty. So if you get a chance, thank her. And it's a fun time.
Remind me again, if people want to get signed up, is there a deadline for that? Can people sign up the day of?
Yes, we start JP's at 8 o'clock is registration. If you'd like to register at 8 o'clock, the race starts at 9 o'clock, and then we go down, we go west, we go around the square, we go towards the square, and then down towards the park and that kind of area. But you can register online. There are posters around town in different establishments. Boho does an outstanding job. They'll have them all ready to go for us that morning. Or you can call me and get a sheet. There's sheets at the Y. There's sheets at the Chamber to register. To get a T-shirt, though, and the T-shirt's really, we're hoping, it doesn't look like the weather's going to cooperate cold-wise, but we're gonna try to do it.
How do I say this? It's tropical this year. Our shirt is a tropical shirt with Santa in the tropical area, and there's palm trees around, and we've done a little thing for Carson Ryan too on it. So it's a special one this year. It's pretty cool, but you got to be registered by Monday to get a T-shirt. Monday or Tuesday to get a T-shirt. We won't have T-shirts available that day, and there'll be no T-shirts after that. So, but it's $25 with the T-shirt with jingle bells. Kids are only $10, 10 and under are $10. It's again, I appreciate all the sponsors. It's all about the sponsors. The sponsors are very generous to us. The T-shirts, like I said, I can't. The T-shirt's really pretty cool. It's very cool. We get hopefully 40 or 50 people, and I give away prizes at the end. I keep time for the first 20 just so they know their time. It's a fun run, but we have drawings at the end of it. And stick around, but it's a great way to start the day. I know we have so much going on that day, and then breakfast with Santa that day, and then come run with us at 9. Get your breakfast, come run with us at 9. And but registration again is at JP's at 8 o'clock. We open at 8 o'clock. The big red mobile will be there playing Christmas songs the whole morning for us. And you're out of there by 10 or 10:30. I mean, it's a short thing, and there's a mile run if you'd like to walk it. It's two loops as a run. It's 3.1 mile. There's two loops. And if you would like to walk it, you can walk the one loop and be done. And bring a canned good for the food pantry. We ask for a canned good. And one more time, the Main Street has registration sheets, and so does the Chamber have.
Very good. And I know I've seen pictures of the event, so it's very family-oriented as well, especially for the walk.
Yes, I appreciate that. Animals... Your dogs, your cats, whatever you want to bring, dress them up and bring them. Dress up yourself. It's a festive thing. We have a lot of dress up people. We have people that have changed outfits every year. Brown shoes is very good.
he always has an outstanding outfit, and he also gonna give away two pair of shoes this year. We're gonna give away two pairs of shoes from Brown Shoes. He's just one of the many sponsors we have. But yes, it's a family oriented thing. If you'd like to walk with your family for a mile, that's great. Some of them will go out and run. I know last year was really chilly, and so some of them did crank it down after their first lap. But we love to see the dogs there dressed up, and you can walk your dogs and take your dogs with you and everything. And the police force in town is very good to us. They'll lead you around, and I have a lot of people that watch the areas and watch the crosswalks and all that kind of stuff. So that's a good call. It is very family oriented.
And like you said, a great way to start off a very busy day to kick off the holiday season in Washington.
It is next Saturday too. Yes. Next Saturday, the Saturday, the 29th after Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Any final thoughts?
We just appreciate it. It's not a lot of work, but it is a lot of work just to make sure it goes off well. We love doing it and loving giving back to the community. So again, we thank you for participating, and thank you, KCII.
That was Steve Roth joining on today's Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Washington page to talk about this year's Jingle Bell Fun Run. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.